Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Hope you're doing well. Happy Tuesday to you. How are Tuesday. You, mate?
Very well,
are you well?
You. I'm good. What's on the t-shirt?
This is a little Wingfest top. Now, Wingfest, don't forget, which is our sponsor of the pod, coming to Manchester on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of September. Mm. And it's a Tiny Rebel collaboration. Do you know Tiny Rebel the beer?
Yeah, yeah.
You like them, do you?
I like Tiny Rebel.
Beautiful. Their lager is very crisp.
Couldn't be
so it's a wing / beer logo thing. Mm-hmm. Do you get it?
I get it. Yeah. So these wings are. Those wings don't look very meaty, though, do they?
They're more like angel wings.
The feathered angel wings rather than the be-meated chicken wing.
Would you want... I was watching X-Men the other day. What power would you want out of all them? Because there's a wing guy in X-Men 3. Mm. Oh,
if, is this in real life? Or is it in the
X-Men world?
You
have to pick
world?
An X-Men. X-Men power.
The... Probably just... can I even fly?
Geezers, a couple of geezers can fly.
I'll have that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, because in their world that's not the best one, but in our world that's the most useful, isn't it?
It is.
The idea of like being able to move metal around, like Professor Magneto or whatever. Who
Professor
cares?
Magneto. Do you know the what I mean? Nerds won't be happy with you saying Professor Magneto.
Versus other superheroes and villains, that might be great.
Yeah.
Or send me out to a war zone, I might be able to smash all the guns together and shoot everyone. But like in real life, being able to get to work without having to walk to the train would be wicked. Do you know what I mean?
Ethan James in the corner.
Oh yeah, hello, you're again.
What X-Men power would you want?
What power?
Yeah, superpower. Yeah. Power.
Oh, my power would be to make anyone do what I wanted.
So bizarre. Anyway, let's get into...
What would you make them do and who would you make do it?
Anything I wanted. Anything.
Would you freeze time? And manipulate stuff? You ever seen that, like, Click?
Yeah.
Great film.
I'd hate that power. Like Bernard's Watch.
Bernard's Watch.
I'd hate that power.
Where you just, like, I could run around now and, like, slap your face, come sit back in. You're like, what happened there? And I know I've just slapped you.
I had that happen to me once.
No, you didn't.
Well, kind of. I think it was 2 days after my granddad died.
Oh, that's a shame. What did he die from?
Cancer. I felt...
It's a classic.
I felt a touch on my shoulder in the car, and it felt like time stood still for a second, and I was like, what was that? I think it could have been him.
Because
after 3 days, it's when the soul leaves.
Were you driving down like one of his favourite roads?
Dragged? Was I dragged? Was I dragged down?
Driving.
Oh, no.
You used to say you were in a car.
Oh, sorry. I was driving down Lamesley. It was the moment I mentioned I'm not going to appeal my exam mark because my head was all over the place because I felt he wouldn't like that. And then when I said that, I felt something touch my shoulder. I was in the car with my mum. Whoa, what was that, mum? She was like, what was that? I don't know. And then I was like, he must have been grounded.
You had the dealings with ghosts. I think we've done this, but I can't
remember
if you...
No, not like that. Not proper stuff. No, I don't. I think because I don't mess with ghosts, they don't mess with me.
Mm.
I'm not into them. I don't appease them. I don't talk about
them. I respect
them
so they don't put the willies in me.
Yeah. Pardon?
As in, like, you know that phrase where you get scared or put the willies in you?
Is it that?
Yeah.
Put the willies up, yeah.
Put the willies
not
up.
Not any better, really.
What,
is
what
it?
Are you saying?
That's the actual phrase.
Yeah, but it's probably up there with one of my favourite phrases at the minute.
Is it?
Yeah, like when I eat spicy food, I go, that's put the willies in me.
I don't think that's using it right, are
you? What? I think it just means it excites you a bit, doesn't it?
I thought it meant, like, scares you and freaks you out.
Google what the meaning of put the willies in you means.
No, I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
Why?
I'm quite tired today.
Yeah. Why are you so tired?
Well, so, yeah.
You got to be, I know that you
No woke. One's waking you up in the middle of the night. You
put live the willies
by
in
yourself.
You?
So, yeah.
10:30.
He's not the willies in him all night. He should be tired.
Exactly. What were you doing last night?
I just had a bit of a late one, but if you want to know something about me that's interesting, I've had a terrible experience.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, This has got all the hallmarks of an Ethan episode. Yeah. I've done fuck all since we last recorded. Ethan James, well, take it.
I'll come up again. I've got another joke maybe from a stand-up that I'll come up to later.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Every time I'm in the shower, I'm jumping out the shower because I think I'm assembling a stand-up routine now.
This is incredible.
That's terrible news.
Do you know what I'd love? If we do another live show, the first 5 minutes are Ethan doing stand-up by himself.
Oh, God, no.
That'd be the best.
Yeah, but then, Ethan, that's a good way, because, like, maybe just before the second half thing, so the crowd's warmed up, then you go on, do 5 minutes of stand-up. You know you'll get laughs. These are our fans. They'll be kind
to you. No one's going to laugh more than them.
You don't want to go to a group of strangers and think, who's this odd chap?
Well, do you know... Well, part of my routine, people think... I know I'm a bit strange. I was going to exaggerate that a bit more.
And how?
Just, I was going to maybe portray myself to be a bit slower and a bit weirder than usual.
Not like you.
Just to try and grab the audience a bit more.
We pause this podcast to talk about our amazing sponsors, Atron. Now, Joe, these are a clothing company who want to give us 15% off the sloppers first orders.
That's fantastic, isn't it? And using the code SLOPPY15, you can get 15% off your first order. The link is in the description. Now, the great thing about Atron is they're not just a normal clothing company. Mm-hmm. First things first, actually, let's talk about the quality of the clothing.
Yeah.
Some of the thickest tees, hoodies and caps I've ever seen in my life.
This is going to keep me warm. Although we're in the summertime, this is going to be so comfy and cozy at night. And then in the winter, it's going to be amazing.
It's your daily rider in the winter, isn't it?
Daily.
Maybe even pop a little bigger jacket over the top of that, sorted. And the other thing as well I like about Atron is their unique sizing system.
How do you mean?
Well, because we're sick of this. I mean, I take the mick out of you sometimes.
Here we go, triple XL, you're going to call me.
But with Atron, it's different. So instead of it being small, medium, large, for instance, I've got the top here, champ.
Champ small, brilliant.
Yeah. Ethan, we're not calling you like, you know, small, little tyke. And Ethan, Joe, it's not triple XL, big boomer, or whatever it's called.
Big boomer, well, take that back.
That's what I'm saying. So it's champ instead. And there you go, Atron t-shirt right there.
Ethan, you got
honestly,
yourself
the quality
a lovely,
is fantastic.
A lovely cap on as well.
Oh, yes. I love black and white. These Geordie boys are class.
It's technically not a Geordie brand. However, Ethan's cap is black and white and he loves it. But it isn't a Geordie brand. It's for everyone. And use the code SLOPPY15. You get 15% off your first order. Like I said, the link is in the description. Go and check them out. They're a new brand, a combination of Matt and Lauren.
Yes. Matt and Lauren. So it's the end of Matt and it's the end of Lauren. So it's at Trent.
Yeah.
And then this amazing packaging comes as well, filled with all your goodies. Another hat there for us as well. It looks amazing.
It's great.
So go and get it. Atron, thank you very much for being a wonderful sponsor of the Sloppy Joes.
But there was a terrible experience.
Go on then.
So I went out the other day.
Someone knit your glasses again?
No. I went out the other day with a friend. And
it's a lie.
Don't be so mean. He's just said off camera he wants to make more friends.
He didn't say that.
What did you say? I wasn't listening.
I don't think I did say that. I said I had a terrible experience with a friend.
Go on.
And what happened was on the taxi on the way home, we found the taxi driver and we said, sorry, we're late. We couldn't find you. This is an unfamiliar street to us. So we hopped into his car and he went, well, you know, the customer's always right, the driver's always wrong. And we went, no, that's not the case at all. Sorry, like I said, just a couple of mistakes, we didn't know where you were. He's like, yeah, well, I'm the idiot driver, and you're the customer, you're always right.
Did he get a gun out and shoot himself in the head while he was driving?
He didn't, but what he did do was obsess about talking about the airport, and he was saying something about taking us to the airport, you wanted an airport ride or whatever. I think with the company Dean Taxis that we use, you get assigned a ride, and he was hoping he was going to get an airport one because it's a guaranteed fare, bit more money for him.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He was hanging around hoping for that. So he kept talking about that. But at the time, we didn't really know what he was talking about, so he kept obsessing over the airport. And then I kept saying, I'm really sorry, we've nothing to do with the airport on the app, nothing. So I really don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, yeah, well, like I said, I'm just the idiot driver and you've like damaged my night or whatever. I was just like, What the hell?
What? That means you're nice.
So he dropped off my friend. We kept on driving. And then...
Just you two in the car.
Just me two in the car.
Oh, no.
Us two in the car, sorry.
Are you in the back seat? Yeah, you're not in the front, are you?
He stuffed him in the boot at this point.
Oof.
I'm in the back seat and I want to de-escalate tensions.
Good idea.
You just stripped off.
So what I say is, have you had a good evening, sir? And he says, what kind of a question is that?
Oh, my God. Mate. And I said, mate, pull over. Yeah, I'm getting
out,
an Uber.
I'm getting out.
Yeah. So I said, oh, none. I said, what do you mean? He said, what kind of an idiot question is that? He's obsessed with the word idiot. He's obsessed with it. And I go, well, I don't understand what you mean. I'm saying, like, how's it been? And he's like, what do you mean, how's it been? I go, well, where have you gone? And he went, well, I was hoping to go to the airport, but I've ended up getting you. And I was like, right, okay. So we kept going along, and I tried to say something else, and he was like, clearly you've had too much to drink to understand what I'm talking about.
He said that to you?
Yeah, yeah. He said, you're just a drunk idiot. You don't know what I'm on about. I said, all right, mate, pull over. And he went, no. I'm taking you home. I said, mate, pull over. And he said, nope, I'm going to finish the journey.
Oh, my God, this is so cringy.
At this point, he won't let you out.
And I just said, I undone my seatbelt, leant forward, and went, fucking pull me over.
Oh, no, Ethan James!
I lost my head.
Ethan James, he's lost his head.
I was trying to be so nice.
Yeah.
And he pulled me over at the side, and I opened the door, and I held the door, and I said, just letting you know, you're the rudest taxi driver I've ever had in my life. I politely asked what you meant by the airport. You didn't give me a clear answer. I'm going to hand in a report. Have a fucking good night, mate. And slammed his door and walked away.
Whereabouts were you in terms of your house? Were you close?
I was about a half an hour walk away.
Oh, is it the airport?
Yeah, I was at the airport.
2-1.
That is fantastic. Firstly, well done.
Thank you.
Secondly,
what company are you using, did you say?
So this was Dean Taxis, which was the main taxi company in Newcastle. Usually brilliant.
Have you reported him?
I've reported him.
Just quickly while he's getting the email up, your thoughts on that situation?
It's fascinating, but I've also remembered a story of me getting done by a taxi driver about 2 weeks ago. Right. And I can't believe I've not said it on the pod yet.
Go on.
Driving from Manchester through to Stockport down the A6, the taxi driver... I'm in the back, just on my phone, flicking through. He goes, woof. This is about 1 a.m. goes, whew, I'm hungry. Taxi driver goes, I'm hungry.
And honestly, he could not have picked a better passenger to say that to, could he?
And I went, do you know what? I'm hungry.
Yes, right? So you!
Right? So he said, I've heard of this good place. I've heard of this good place. He made it like, I've been wanting to try it for ages. Would you be up for trying it? I said, well, yeah, of course I would be up for trying it. He said, yeah, I'm hungry. I saw a big queue outside it, you know, when I drove down here. So I've been thinking about it. So we get to a place called...
You couldn't believe your fucking...
I thought, this is brilliant. Yeah. I thought, amazing, unbelievable.
Because the great thing is, you know, because really... Sorry, just to interrupt. Because half the time, especially at 1 a.m, had you had a drink?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was pissed.
So you probably really want some food anyway.
I was starving.
This is perfect. Like, because I've paid for taxi drivers to take me through the McDonald's drive-thru before.
Yeah.
And it adds about 15 quid on, but I'm too pissed, I don't care. This is like dream work, because presumably he's not adding money on for this.
No, he's not adding money on. Sorry, so he keeps talking about how he really wants to try this new place. It looks great. I don't think it's new, but he said the queues are always there. Are you up for it? I said, I'm up for it. Of course I am. Anyway, it's called Burger Box, and it's in Longsight.
Oh, I order from Burger Box. So you still order for Burger Box weekly because it was so cheap.
Do you know what? So he pulls me up like that and he goes, here we go. And like, he's like, welcoming, right? He goes, you go first. I'm going to read the menu. There's a little menu outside. Well, I go in, don't I? Order some wings and some chips like that. And then he comes in, looks at the menu for a little bit. When I get my food, he said, have you got your food? Yeah, he said, here we go. And then he fucking shook the hand of the takeaway owner.
No.
Me outside.
No.
I was done.
No.
He might get a quid from that, maybe 2 quid. But if he's doing that 10 times a night, that's an extra 20 quid for his night, innit? I was done.
That is unbelievable.
He pulled me up to one side, made me go in. I bought some chicken wings and chips. He said, oh, I'm not really hungry anymore. And then he got me in the taxi and drove me home.
That's unbelievable. It's a swizz.
It's a swizz. I got swizzled.
I can't believe
that. But I respected it too much, so I didn't complain.
And you know what? Did
Did he add any money on for taking you there?
No, it was the same fare. It was the same fare.
I can't believe he's done it.
He's done it.
He's done it. That's incredible.
You've got to think about how many people he might do that to a night. Crazy.
That's brilliant. Two great taxi stories. So, Ethan,
would you like the email? I said, hello, Dean's Taxis team. This is at 2:15 in the morning.
Are you speaking to Dean now, do you think?
I might be speaking to the Dean. I said, Ethan, I recently booked a taxi with said taxi driver's name and said number plate.
Yeah, he's named and shamed.
Yeah. I'm writing to complain about the customer service we received. Said taxi driver was disgruntled and immediately hostile after we were picked up. He continuously referenced the trip to Newcastle Airport, to which we were confused about, as our booking clearly said Dunstan and Wickham. Said taxi driver made consistent sarcastic remarks of the customer's always right and I'm the idiot driver. When asking for further clarification, he called us idiots persistently. Once my friend was dropped off, I asked him how his night was going. He asked if there was any more idiot questions, to which I was upset about. I asked the said taxi driver to pull over. Due to the uncomfortable nature of the trip, he refused multiple times. He eventually did. I informed him that he's the rudest taxi driver I have ever had. He accepted this and turned around.
He accepted it.
He accepted it.
You are the rudest taxi driver I've ever had. He went, fair. I probably am. Yeah.
There was exception at that point because he turned around, he was looking at me. He could be full eye contact. He was nodding away as I told him what was going on. So he was listening. I walked 30 minutes home. I feel it's important to inform you of this, as I have never received a poor experience from your team before. Yeah. I look forward to a timely response. Here's my email. Many thanks, Ethan.
Nice support.
Have they?
They've not replied yet. They'll be getting a phone call
Dean,
soon.
And also, and not to bring it down another notch, but you need to do that, because if that's a woman by herself after a night out, or a younger person by themselves on the way from school, or something like that's horrible situation to be in.
Do you like complaining in general? Or you
I
could
hate
complain.
It. I can't bear it.
Are you good? Have you written a good email like that ever?
I've never written not nasty. You wouldn't be nasty, but I've never written a complaint email in my life. I don't think.
Really?
Have you?
No. I'm trying to rack my brains. It's been.
I might have that I can't think of, but as far as I'm aware, I haven't. I try to avoid it. I'm very much a. Oh, sorry to interrupt. I asked for no sugar in this, and there seems to be sugar in it. Matt, can I get a different one? I try my best, but if I can put up with it, I usually just eat it or drink it or whatever.
I complained about the shoes. Do you remember?
Yeah,
the company using fake research about short people, saying that if you better buy these shoes because you're less likely to live longer and get jobs and have more money. I just thought, fuck off.
Yeah, I think technically we're all right.
Aren't they? Look at me.
You've got a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a job. You're alive and you've got a girlfriend.
What more? How was Newcastle then? Was it good?
Oh, yeah, it was. I was only there for a day.
You got boozing?
I was before the tax experience. Got to see Mum's got a new office, which is lovely.
Why did you wink like that?
Why Mum's got a new office?
She struck a deal.
With who?
The office boys.
Just the
Office of National Statistics.
Some people who had this. We build and go.
Is it nice?
Well, why is he doing it like?
Dunno. We break in this wonderful Sloppy Joe's podcast to tell you about Wingfest Manchester. Oh, bloody hell, it's back. So not only have they got the amazing ones in London and Bristol, but they've been waiting to announce that Manchester 2024 is happening. The precise dates are Friday night, belting, Saturday and Sunday on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of September. The best chicken wings in the world, music, booze, loads of fun. Victoria Baths is the location. It's absolutely stunning and you can get your tickets now. I'm going to be there every single day of the week. We're in talks with the Sloppers to try and get them on the DJ decks again. Wonderful. So get your tickets for Wingfest Manchester again Friday, Saturday, Sunday on in September. Go into the link below, click the tickets, get them. See you there. I went to a great cinema the other day. Big shout out to the Savoy Cinema in Heaton Moor.
Nothing to do with cabbage.
Oh, yeah. It's an old cinema that's been there for, like, I don't know, hundreds of years.
Yeah, you
long
don't know,
before
do you?
Cinema was invented, there stood an empty building simply waiting for celluloid.
Get this for a deal. Right, I think it was a great deal, actually. Pizza.
Yeah.
Great pizza, by the way, from a local pizza shop called I Need Pizza. That's good, isn't it? Great name.
I think it's a dreadful name. Say when?
Stop.
No, 16 inch.
Great, great.
Incredible.
There's nothing wrong with I Need Pizza.
It's a very 2010 style, like, let's just be on...
If they've been going for that many years, what's wrong with that?
Let's just be on the nose. Let's not think of a name. Let's just, like, what is it? It's just like, I need pizza. I'm so desperate for a pizza.
Yeah, you've done my head in with that. Yeah. Great. Anyway, so that, pizza, fresh pizza.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
I need ice cream.
Large beer.
I need a large beer.
Although I got a Diet Coke, Becky got the beer. Cinema ticket. Old cinema. Great, great.
Okay.
24 quid.
Per person.
Wow.
Per person, yeah. It's not bad, is it?
Not bad.
And do you know what?
It's not bad, that.
Pizza was delicious.
Was it?
They sort of encourage you to get the most out of your drink. So Becky went for... No, Becky was asking about the spirits. And they went, you can have a double. It's nice. Wow. It's not that bad, is it? And then the ice cream was, oh, but it's like theatre ice cream. Do you know where you get like a little pot and you have like a little spoon?
That's fine.
And it was great. Deadpool and Wolverine, have you seen it?
No.
It's good.
Is it?
Good, yeah. It's good. Have you seen it, Ethan?
No.
Just crossed £1 billion at the box office.
Did it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the highest grossing R-rated film in America of all time.
Of all time?
Yep.
That's pretty good going,
impressive,
isn't it?
Impressive stuff, yeah.
Was the Joker up there as well? That was that.
That's what I think that's what it overtook. It's got about 900 million.
Also, I've been to see Noah Kahan last night. You look a little bit like Noah Kahan.
Who is it?
He's got one song that did him unbelievably well.
Can I hear it? Can I listen to it quick while you're
Stick Season. Where I promised me that I was more than all the miles commanded. You know that one?
Not from what you just done.
Love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks and I... Do you know that one? Anyway,
keep talking.
Went to see Noah Kahan.
That's not being picked up on the mic, is it, Ethan?
Nope.
Just get to the chorus bit. Don't listen to the start. I had what was called yesterday Joe's Big Day Out.
Who's it called that by? Your carer?
I was looking forward to it all day. All week, sorry. It's Joe's Big Day Out. I had it in the diary. Becky knew it was Joe's Big Day Out.
I love this. Brilliant. Who came up with this?
Me.
Brilliant.
I put all the pieces together.
Yeah.
Get up first thing, take the dog to our favourite park.
Yeah.
Which is, because me and Becky have started playing tennis now.
Yeah.
It means I bring the tennis racket to the park, and you know, instead of just throwing the ball for the dog to play fetch, I fucking hoof it.
So you're serving volleying now. What? Dog, aren't you?
Bang! Dog's gone for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he's running that far back. Favourite park, great. We did a little walk around the Mersey, wonderful. Pooed myself in a bush. Had to disregard my underpants in the River Mersey. Next, that was a bit of a flaw in the Big Day Out.
What was?
You weren't listening. So
I was listening to this music, which I've actually never heard of before.
Then I got my hair cut.
Sorry, Drew can't have missed that. He threw his pants in the river because he pooed in them.
I got caught short in the River Mersey and I hid in a nook.
First of all,
and I pooed in the river.
You need to stop. Second of all, thank you, Ethan. Yeah. Thank you for knowing that I needed to hear that. Thank you. That's what producers are for. Third of all, say that bit again.
I had a really strong coffee before I went out because it was Joe's Big Day Out and he needed energy. I didn't want to fall flat on my face.
Of course. You wanted to follow through on the day.
Of course. So I took the dog out for the second walk of the day to the River Mersey, on our favourite stretches. I won't tell you where, though. It's a long...
Right, in case someone gets your poo, finds your DNA and clones you.
It's a large river.
Yes, so why do you care if someone knows where you were?
There was a moment where I was actually recording an idea for a radio feature on my phone.
Can
right?
we hear that recording?
No, you can't. You generally can't. I deleted it.
No, you didn't.
I generally did delete it.
I know you didn't delete it.
I did delete it.
Go in your radio notes.
No, and then there was a moment where I went...
You've got a literal recording of you shitting your pants. We have to hear that.
It was not me shitting my pants. I understood that this was a bad situation. My brain wasn't focusing on my body. I was saying an idea... maybe I can clip out the bit of recording because I don't want you to hear the radio feature idea. I want to save that. But I went, oh.
Is that good?
Oh. And then I paused the recording.
Can you find it quickly now?
No, not yet. No, I'll play it to you later.
Okay.
Move that in.
Okay.
And then I knew it was go time.
So where are you?
I'm half an hour away from my car. I'm in shorts as well. Sometimes if you put yourself in jeans, you just crack on. But just...
You don't just crack no, on, no. man.
So anyway,
oh,
I knew.
No joke.
I knew there was a new man. There's a little bit down the River Mersey where there's like a little nook, and you can walk inwards to the bush. And I just went and plopped in the
pants
river.
Pants down, did a shit in the river. In the river.
Yeah, well, it's got to be done, hasn't it?
You didn't shit on like the trees that line the river.
No.
Why?
And then you just move on, don't you?
Well, no, that doesn't answer the question, does it?
I think I was worried that because I had to keep the dog near me. I'd worried that he'd be interested and give it a sniff.
So if you do it straight in the river, obviously it's whisked away before.
Yeah, and then you can wipe your.
You didn't actually do that.
Joe, I'm on a pod here telling people I've shit myself.
So you wipe your arse on a book?
I got big leaves and give it a good rub. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't like horrific. It just something just needed a forceful. A little
puff. I really feel sorry for you for this problem because I was thinking I'd continue living.
He'd follow that shit into the river, wouldn't he? And you'd never come out.
I just could live with.
But it was great. It was done one like that.
Really?
Like if it ever comes to like wild camping, like if I lose my house or something, I could easily just shit in the river. It's like it's nature's toilet, isn't it?
It's not nature's toilet. Because also, if you've got no house and no money, it's also probably your source of food. So you've got
what
your...
What is the river? What is...
Yeah.
My source of food?
What?
What are you talking about?
Surely the idea of fishing isn't new to you.
Yeah, but is there fish in the River Mersey?
Yeah.
Is there? Are you sure?
What do you think it is? Just all of your shit and water?
Well, I don't know how many fish live in the river. Do they live in like lakes and stuff?
Fish
and
live
sea?
In all natural bodies of water. There's loads of fish in rivers. Yeah.
You sure? I know salmon, but we don't get salmon down
there's
here.
There's probably no salmon there.
So what kind of fish?
I don't know. I'm going to say the word carp, and it may be wrong.
There's carps in the River Mersey.
I would say so, yeah. I reckon you could probably get a pike, a tench, a guppy. A sprat.
In the River Mersey.
Yeah. Whiting and cod. There you go, in the River Mersey. Thornback rays, dogfish, dabs, conger.
In
still
the
be present.
Cold months. Well, good job it's not the cold months. Common species are cod.
There you go. One of the best, one of the big fish.
That can't be around where we are.
No,
that must be
it's
further towards Liverpool.
Well, they've all
deeper.
Died where you are. All the,
in and
all
out.
All the cod just floated to the top.
In and out. So kinda, it put a damper on Joe's big day.
Yeah, but carry on then.
So anyway.
So you wiped your shitty ass. Did you throw the pants into the river?
No, I didn't shit my pants.
I thought you wiped your ass with them.
No, leaves. Big leaves.
That was your motto for the
and
Brexit
you know
referendum,
it was quite ghosty.
It
was quite ghosty, wasn't it? So you only needed a few. And then you wiped your hands in the river and then it's gone. It needs to be done.
No,
I didn't want to do it in a bush or something like that.
No, no way.
It's
yeah.
a busy stretch of the River Mersey. They didn't want other people to see me.
But
I was
no,
in the
no, sorry,
I was hidden.
Surely,
I was like a little gremlin.
Surely
if someone saw me, it would have been an awful.
But surely, time. The riverbank is the most exposed part of the river.
No, you don't know this. It takes a while to get to where I poo.
Don't poos float?
His don't. His have got far too much mercury.
I didn't watch. To be fair.
Anyway. So Joe's big day hasn't been spoiled. It's been soiled,
spoiled.
But it hasn't been soiled.
Because I thought, imagine if I did poo myself in shorts and I had to walk back and everyone's like, what's... So you could have cleaned it up, couldn't you?
What happened next, Joe?
Let's move on.
I shook myself off.
What?
You had a wank?
No. I got over the poo. Shook myself off. Never fucking wank.
Just to celebrate.
Just put that
another job well done. Let's find another nook.
Went to Chorlton, got my hair cut. Headed to a taco place, which asked me to come down. I loved putting that photo up last night. Because obviously, I famously slagged tacos off.
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago.
These were okay. Good tacos.
No offence, Joe. To say this is Joe's big day, it sounds fucking wank.
Yeah, but the best
thing. So what have you done on your big day? Walked the dog twice, had to do a shit outdoors and eaten a food you don't like?
I wasn't there for that. I was there for the free margaritas, my friend.
Now
we're
talking.
Me and a mate called Johnny, we had a beautiful Corona as well.
New character unlocked.
Yeah, 5 margaritas, boom. Now, should we try that new Irish bar, Mother Mary's, for the Guinness? Yeah, boom.
Another
brilliant.
Thing you said you used to not like?
Yeah, well, it was great. Then, Co-op Live, the new arena in town. We're in a box. Happy days. Free Asahi. I had 12 cans of Asahi during a 3-hour period. I was steaming.
You should be shitting yourself a lot more than you do.
Then went to the City, by the way. The City pub down there, it's gone up the ranks for my favourite pubs in town. The City, it's called.
Across from... That's been closed for like 2 years. That used to be the roughest, most run-down pub in the Northern Quarter. It was closed for refurbishment for like 2 years. Is it back open?
Do I mean the City?
The City is rough. Or it was.
What's opposite from the Gullivers?
It's not opposite the Gullivers.
But what is opposite from Gullivers?
Opposite Gullivers is the Castle.
Oh, it's the Castle. Sorry. The Castle has gone up in my estimations as one of the finest establishments.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
I used to love it in there, but it does get busy quite quick.
Too busy.
Last night, they were open till 1. Oh, mate, great atmosphere. Not as busy. 2 pints of Guinness to see the night off. Joe's big day out. Done.
Did you love it?
Loved it.
So you had about 20 drinks?
Oh, steaming. That's why today I feel a bit, rough.
Rough.
Yeah, I didn't tell you for this, but when I was clearing the sides up in the kitchen before I left the house to make it a bit neater, and I carried a bottle, this is how rough I was feeling, I carried a bottle of tomato sauce with me to the train station. Because I was just moving stuff and carrying it away, and then I held on to the tomato sauce, and I just locked up, and I was walking, I was like, oh my God, I've still got the tomato sauce with me. All the way to the station.
Do you know what I did the other day? Really? Do you know the place, the Pen and Pencil around the corner?
Yeah. Where I met Becky in there.
Oh, did you?
Me and Becky met.
Oh, well, I was meeting a friend outside of the Pen and Pencil as like a meeting point. So I completely misread the message.
Were you stationary at the time?
Oh, nice. Oh, so I misread the message, and I brought a pencil and paper because I thought they needed it from work. So I was
That cannot be true.
It is true. It's absolutely true.
Hang on a sec. You happened to go to the pub called the Pen and Pencil.
So how did you know to go there? So what happened, first of all, I said, where we're going to meet? And I read Pen and Pencil Northern Quarter or whatever. So I was thinking, oh, right, Stevenson Square. So I got the Pen and Pencil, went to Stevenson Square. And then I read it again. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, the Pen and Pencil or whatever it's called. But I still brought like a pen. I assumed they thought pencil and paper. And they just miswrote it. So I brought a pencil.
Nah, they're the idiot. They wrote the wrong thing, haven't they?
Yeah. Wrote the wrong thing.
So what did they want?
They just wanted to meet there as a meeting point.
And they went for a pint.
Just going for a wee back. Well, we didn't go in there.
You've been boozing a bit more recently, haven't you?
Yeah, thanks, though.
Are you enjoying it? You want to get out and about a bit more, don't you?
Well, I told you about this. I was astonished how I can throw back a Guinness now. And I had a little conversation about that with me. And I was like, it's fine. It's just the love of the pint.
What do you mean? He was worried?
Because I can throw back a Guinness now. Like,
what does that mean?
I don't know what this is.
So my first drink, I get really excited.
Yeah.
And I'm probably finishing a Guinness in like 2-3 minutes naturally without drinking. Just oh, I've got my first Guinness, and it's gone.
No, I get it. I love that. Yeah. I love that from you, Ethan.
And I was getting a few like, is Ethan an alky? I'm like, I'm not an alky. Yeah. I just love the first Guinness.
He's just one of the great pintsmen. Huh? He's a great pintsman.
What was the pintsman you were telling me about the other day, Drew? The Irish pintsman. It's an actual thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I need to Google this. What was that from?
He was an Irishman, I think you're telling us, in the airport, who was one of the many great pintsmen in Dublin who used to have at least 30 pints a day.
Yeah. Really? I heard a story.
Here we go. I've got the picture of the pintsman. All right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember that? This is pintsman Paddy Losty. Some of Dublin's greatest pintsmen have been known to put away 30 pints or more in a day. And mad. You see, there he is.
Because it was, Jesus, it was...
do you know who he looks like? Actually, I can't say. We all know who he might look a bit like. We all know.
Who's that look like?
We all know. We all know. We all know.
Is he mean? Doesn't look like me.
No, not yet. Fine.
Oh, do you mean Dom?
No, not.
Wow, harsh.
Well, that's what he means. He winked.
I think he looks more like Joe than
Fuck off.
Yeah, true. Wow. True.
Go on, what were you going to say?
Talking shit. The fact about a great pintsman in Manchester, you know the Britain's Protection pub?
Yeah.
If he ran out of beer, one of his tricks was to swallow, because he's such a big man, swallow little mini potatoes whole and you could listen to it dollop in his body.
Wow.
Mad that, innit?
Wow. Like throwing a coin down a well or something.
Yeah. Oh, can I tell a story about those Australians who who hid 82p in his foreskin.
Yeah, he didn't tell him was that.
Did I tell you that? Yeah.
No, you told him. Did you leave that in?
I wouldn't have took it out.
Because it was... Fucking hell, that's some of my best content. No, because that was just before we started the podcast.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, actually, some people have not heard the story.
I don't know, no.
Anyway,
I thought Matt put it in at the end.
Big foreskin, 82p.
No, not the headline. Tell us it, because it's incredible.
I've got some regulars at the pub quiz every Wednesday, Red Lion, Wivington, and then every Thursday at the Founders Hall. I don't do every Thursday, I do every other Thursday. Google it. There is a regular Australian table that come in, full of Aussies, great lads. One's from New Zealand.
That's how odd he is.
Hey, I was looking at Google Maps the other day. New Zealand, Australia, miles away.
Not really.
Get it up on Google
Maps. No, it is, but it isn't. Like, you've got to have a neighbour at some point. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not that, they are miles away, but when you're already there, come on, they're fucking right next door.
And one of them has an extremely large foreskin, and they tried to see how much coins he could get up there. And he showed me a video of him unleashing said coins. It was very bizarre. Enter the quiz. He didn't show the whole quiz, just me. And 82 pence fell out in denominations of 1, 2p and 5p.
That's so many coins.
Coins.
That's so many coins.
Yeah.
You know what? That can't be right.
I saw it with my own eyes.
I know, but like, think how much that is. Because if it's all 2p's... Let's just average it out. Let's say it's about 2p each. First of all, 2p's are massive.
Yeah, they're big, aren't they?
And also, that's still 41 coins.
Yeah, mad.
No, don't say yeah, mad, because that's about that tall.
He got a lot in there.
What was it like, ballooned out like a hot air balloon?
It
or like
was
a like a burglar sack? Or was it lengthways, like he was stacking coins?
Like a full-up snake.
Like they just demolished a little rabbit. How many coins could you get in yours?
I don't have a foreskin.
All right, Amber, can you balance on top of it then?
Do you know what? I am grateful now. Because just to bring up it again, what will be coming up in the next episode. Actually, this is my film review now.
Oh, for me, play the jingle.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
How have we gotten to foreskins and film reviews? I don't know.
I wonder what film it's going to be.
I've been watching, and I talked about it in the last episode.
Fantastic Foreskin.
Very nice.
Naked Attraction.
Oh, God. Kind of another episode talking about Naked Attraction.
But the reason I bring it up is because I've decided I'm actually grateful for being circumcised, because the foreskinned...
Foreskinned peni, yeah.
I'm just not a fan of it. And they were talking the other day. About one of them was like, "Oh yeah, I just don't like foreskin anymore." After a previous partner had, and what's the presenter called? Anna Richardson.
Yeah.
She was fucking nuts, and she was just talking about crusted smegma in someone's penis, which was horrible. And I just thought, I'm glad I don't have that. That's minging, isn't it? And also, I was thinking, cool, yeah.
Film review this.
Looking at other people who were standing there, and everyone in Naked Attraction, it makes me feel better, because they're all obviously fucked in the head, and so they all look a bit shit as well.
Great.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're all obviously morons for going on it. So they all obviously look a bit bizarre as well. They've all got ridiculous... tattoos and piercings and having an identity crisis, so they put themselves on there. So it made me feel a lot better about my body.
It's a good film review, I guess. How many stars, Hot Flaming Hot Ethans out of 5?
Yeah, Flaming Hot Ethans.
I only watched it because...
This is the only thing on. You've got 700 channels. Wrong.
You watch it because it makes you feel good about yourself.
No, honestly, because Family Guy was on before and twice in a row, and this Naked Attraction followed up. Bizarrely, one of the women in the machines when it reveals them was on the next episode.
What?
She got rejected from the first one and she appeared again.
Yeah, but come on. How many naked people can you find?
There's only so many nutters.
The casting of that, it must be hard to get people. Apparently you've got to have loads in case someone just get cold willy and drop out.
Drops off?
Drop off, but they drop out. Like, I bet signing up for it and actually turning up on the day,
They must have to, like, triple book it.
Oh, 100%.
For every 5 pods, they must have to bring 25 people in.
I knew a producer on it, and they asked me to do a shout-out on the radio for people to come down on the day because they had people drop out.
Really?
Yeah, can anyone who fancies... You don't get anything either.
What, for going on it?
Yeah.
You just lose all your dignity. For 5 seconds of fame. I just...
Or, I don't know, Ethan.
You find a love...
No, the 1 in 6 chance, and then once you get to the date, never do they stick around. Usually what happens is they do the meet-up again, and they go, oh, well, we did shag each other, and that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they always shag. I think it's got the highest meet-to-shag ratio of any dating show.
Meet-to-shag, spelled M-E-A-T.
Very good. Sounds like Joe Smith sat over there a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. I think it has by a mile, because... that barrier of being naked has gone.
Yeah.
And also, at the end, the person who's picking comes out naked. So you've seen each other naked. They walk off the show together naked. It's merely a hop, skip and a jump until you've had sex after that. I think that it definitely has the highest.
Major question. Sorry, I know I
trumped... the jingle?
Ethan's major question.
I need to make that.
Yes, Major! Hello, Ethan here. Major question time.
What? I'm sorry that I cut you off slightly earlier there, Joe, but it just came at me. It was, how is it that always the person who stands in the middle, and when they pick whoever they want, the person they pick always fancy them? Like...
I think the naked people get shown the person beforehand.
And then do they say, I'll be in this one, I want to be in the ring to be picked by this person?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because imagine if they picked them and the person went, for fuck's sake,
yeah.
I don't want to be in the final with you.
I'm ugly, but you're a load of shit, mate.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
What? I think they should do, you know, if they're going to do it, they should do stuff like squat.
Why? In case anything falls out like it would with you.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't just stand still. You should, like, twist your body a little bit. Sit down.
See how it all moves.
Yeah.
Handstand.
Try and kick your leg up.
Speaking of... tasty bodies.
Oh, yes.
I'm hungry.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely, 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 definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
That means, of course, the 9 out of 10 club. And this week, I brought in a food. This is my choice. Yep. I can't believe I've never done this. I say this every week, but I actually can't believe I've never done this. We've kind of done a version of it.
Yeah, you did a meal deal version of it.
But that's like the worst version you can get, really. So, for today's 9 out of 10 club, and you'd be very happy to know, actually, we've brought in someone who actually makes, curates, and comes up with the menu. It is sushi, ladies and gentlemen.
Sushi, in brackets, general.
We've got Dom here from Makey and Ramen.
Fucking hell.
Not sure about that. Not sure about that. I picked what we had.
What is this, Joe? How much did this cost?
It cost £68, because, of course, sushi is the most expensive food on earth.
Smells nice, actually. How are you, Dom?
So we've just... You. That's not how chopsticks work.
We don't have any soy sauce, I don't think. Oh, there it is. Oh, God. Dom, how are you, mate?
One of my favourite moments we've ever had on this podcast. That was very, very funny. Well done. Okay, so let me
try and just wazz the soy sauce over it.
Yeah, sure. So we've got... oh, dear. So we've got 3 types of... I think it's sashimi. Mm. I've just gone basic. It's rice with fish on it. 3 different ones. One is a raw salmon. One is a tuna. And the other is eel, grilled eel.
You're joking.
So let's try that.
Yeah, I've never had an eel.
What the fuck?
Eel is very good.
You brought eel to the 9 out of 10 club.
Or as it's called in Japanese.
Neil.
Mmm.
So what have you got there, Joe? I'm going to go in for the eel.
I got the salmon one. It's delicious. Very how did you find eels? Oh. Do you hear that we don't know how they reproduce?
We go into the Thames.
Go for eel.
No, the Thames. The River Thames in Manchester.
And find eels. Yeah. Ethan's eating an eel for the first time. Good luck, mate. And
you'll
delicious.
Love you'll love that.
Wow. Look at him. Big smile on his face. It's nice, is it? Sushi is a delight.
Wow. What a food.
Sushi is a delight. It's just unfortunate now how much it costs.
It's incredibly expensive. So those, for two of those bits of sushi, there were £6.50.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's almost as expensive as croquettes. I've had a dig. I'm joking. Let's cut that out. A bit like that. So for two of those sushi, it's £6.50. So it is a lot.
For two. So what did that cost us then?
So that all cost £20 to be delivered as well. Also, we have to factor in that we all know that everything on delivery costs a little bit more. So that's probably, you're probably talking 14, 15 quid for that.
Wow.
Which is
sushi,
too much.
But it's not necessarily the prices that we're going for.
No.
And the combination of it all, sushi is delicious.
It's fantastic.
What is your favourite type? Is it that where you got a little bit of fish on top of rice, or do you like it where it's like a roll?
Oh, the rolls are good. The and roll. They get a bit more variety there, maybe a bit of avocado, a tempura prawn or something like that. Good,
yes. Tempura.
I think sushi's brilliant. And I think it celebrates fish, which not enough meals do. It's very rare that fish is the star.
I don't know what you mean fish isn't the star. Name me a fish dish where it's not the star.
No, but I'm not...
If I get a grilled sea bass, I'm not buzzing about the potatoes.
All right, then, yeah, but you can't be like, oh, I'm just going to go to the grilled sea bass place.
No, like, to be fair, there's not like a fish and chip place down there. Oh, wait, there is.
Oh, did they do grilled... Oh, yeah, oh cool. Is. Hang on, mate.
Hold on.
Can I get a saveloy? I'm going to get a pucker pie. And can I get the grilled sea bass? Fuck off, mate.
No, but what I'm saying is, you're like, it's not the star of the show, fish. It is if you go to a fish and chip restaurant.
Yeah, I didn't say it never is. I said it's rare that the fish itself is celebrated, isn't it? There aren't many... Like, if you think
fish
chick... If I say chick... Stop saying fish of the day.
Some places have fish of the
some
day.
Some places do. But if I want to get...
I had a sea bass yesterday.
If I want
I
to
love
get,
sea bass.
You know what I'm saying? If I want to get fried chicken, I could go to KFC. I could go to Dixie Chicken. I could go to Popeye's Chicken. If I wanted to get a burger, no end of burger places.
Yeah,
if
all
I
right.
wanted pizza, cannot move for pizza places.
If you wanted fish,
all right,
there's chippies.
Okay, but all right then, name me, other than a chippy, so that's one, three different types of fish place you could go to right now that anyone could go to.
But what do you mean?
But I'm saying there,
I know what he means.
There aren't many cuisines that celebrate fish in the way that sushi does.
You can't go, I want some fish, and then go
Oh,
outside.
Let me just go to the local fish joint. Like, you'd be very lucky to find a fish restaurant anywhere. I think sushi's one of the few, alongside fish and chips, I'll give you that. But do you not see my point at all here?
I do see your point, but fish is celebrated in lots of places. Sushi's one of them. So you're obviously highlighting sushi.
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
That's great.
Keep going.
Mackie's fish fillet.
That's... Oh, God.
It's in a burger.
Garbage.
People
garbage
love
choice.
And yeah, there are fish
There's
places.
A whole type of cuisine based around fish, which there aren't many of. Fish and chips being pretty much the only other
There's
one.
There's a very good fish restaurant around the corner that got shut down.
There
what
you
was
go.
It called?
Randall and Norman.
Oh, yeah, with good oysters.
I don't
oysters,
like oysters.
Are they classed as fish?
Tastes like vaginas.
Ethan, prawns. Thoughts on sushi?
Well, you see, whenever I go out for a sushi or whatever gets suggested to me, I always go, yeah, but hot food is nice. And I'd rather have a noodle dish. And I'd probably say, if we go to the sushi place, let's get a ramen.
Yeah. Oh, let's get ramen.
You're going to Japan, aren't you?
Hopefully, yes. No comment on on the quality of sushi at all there.
Yeah, can you just tell us if it's 9 out of 10? There is the 9 out of 10 World Cup is coming. There is a slopper. There is a slopper who's currently watching every single episode of the 9 out of 10 Club to try and see what made it. And he said the only thing taking its time is Ethan not making a decision.
Yeah, hurry up, Ethan.
I went to this really good Japanese restaurant a while ago, and the thing I liked about the sushi is that it was warm. Some of it was warm and hot.
It's been left under the hot plate for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, it's a great treat, but it's... I'm really struggling here.
Are you having an allergic reaction to the sushi?
Have
you ever eaten eel before?
No, I don't think I've had eel before.
Is there a chance that your chest is closing up around the very eel that you've just swallowed?
Ew.
That's
is it 9 out of 10?
No, it's 8.
It's 8. I think it is 9 out of 10.
I think it is.
I think it's delicious.
It's fantastic. And it's in. It's in there.
It's in.
Oh!
I've never eaten a raw salmon before, even though I own all the sushi restaurants.
You've never eaten raw salmon?
No, because I hate the texture, but that was exquisite.
I'm starving now.
Yeah, it's done nowt but whet me whistle.
Thank you very much for watching the pod. And yeah, the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup is coming. Yeah. And also, we're working towards something special for the 200th episode, which is only,
two weeks away. Also, check out the sponsors. The links are in the description. Thank you very much for joining us. Bye!
Bye,
Ethan.
Oh, ta-ra.